This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is a stunner in South Philly. The Atlanta Hawks, the 5 seed.
If there's no quit in this team. They continue to work together.
Have outlasted top seed at Philadelphia, winning game 7 on the road.
Ben Simmons killed the process. Process is dead. Barton
Put
Hahn.
His face in his sand. I'm the last mafiofa. I'm the MC. And dude, wow. Kobe said that Ben Simmons was playing like a light-skinned dude.
Whatever. Ben Simmons.
Well, Trae Young didn't play like a light-skinned dude. Collins didn't play like a light-skinned dude.
Ben Simmons killed the process. It's dead. It's over. It's over. It's dead. That's dead. All there is to it. It's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app. And, of course, on ESPN Plus. And don't forget your smart speaker by saying play ESPN Radio. It is Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn today, along with Bart Scott.
Yes.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. I can't get over what I saw last night. I can't get over seeing a max player in the league standing in front of the rim, refusing to dunk the basketball with a true fear of going to the free throw line. That is not an NBA player. That is a high school move. And it just speaks to everything that Ben Simmons has been about in his career, and that is being afraid and not improving an aspect of your game that has to be improved, not just a free throw line, but shooting outside and wanting to actually shoot the basketball. Here's a stat that's going to blow his mind. You ready?
Blow it.
In the last 4 games, Ben Simmons did not attempt 1 field goal in the fourth quarter. Not one. The process is dead.
Not even Paul Bearer can bring it back.
Oh.
And listen, please, if anybody, we will clear the lines for anybody in Philadelphia, tell us what you're feeling. Who was more disappointing during their career? Because I'm saying Ben Simmons' career is dead in Philadelphia. Who career has been most disappointing, Carson Wentz or Ben Simmons? Who did you believe in more? Ben Simmons, Carson Wentz. Who was the biggest disappointment? Because at least I know that, okay, Carson Wentz tried. He wasn't afraid. He played at an MVP level. He just got injured, and he lost the locker room, and he lost confidence. Ben Simmons is like a shot fighter. You know in football what we call this? We call this the yips. The yips is where good guys that used to be able to catch the ball.
But it's been 5 years of the yips.
It's 5 years of the yips, and guess what? It's getting worse, right? And they're going to have to cut this cancer out, which is Ben Simmons, because you cannot win with him being your first or second star. Listen, during winning time, crunch time, the most important time of the game, Christopher, where was Ben Simmons? He was watching the game like using eyes.
Because,
and now they're talking Philly, using eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah. They were, well, he was watching the game. And the reason why he threw the ball, guess why? Because little itty-bitty Trae Young ran at him, and he was afraid that he was going to get fouled. How about embracing, hoping that the little Trae Young comes over and smacks you on the arm because you're about to go up with so much veracity, so much force, so much anger. Like Rocky say, blunt force trauma at the rim. It doesn't matter if little Trae Young smacks you on the arm. You have an opportunity for a 3-point play. And listen, the guy rolling to the basket saying, okay, well, if he misses, I'm here for the putback. He puts his hands up like, what are you doing? You know I'm Ben Simmons. You know I'm not shooting. 5 points is what you get from your star?
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
You can't blame this
and
on the
And you can't have him on the floor at the end of the game.
You cannot blame this one on the Jenners. And the problem why this is a problem, right, and you heard the guys from TNT who do an amazing job.
Who is he with? Kylie?
Well, he messed with Kylie. Kylie had, listen, you can't blame him.
Whatever. I'd rather have any of them on the free throw line.
Well, Kylie, 6 degrees of Kylie, I believe. I believe she's been with Booker. She's been with.
Oh, man, I took you too far down this line.
No. She had 4 guys at one point in the playoffs. She had Devin Booker. She had Ben.
Here's what I know. I trust her more to shoot the free throws than him.
What's the over under? What's the over under that she can beat Ben Simmons in a free throw shooting contest of 10?
I got to put her at plus or at minus 110.
And Doc,
honestly,
Doc finally sounds frustrated because he understands how limited he is with Ben Simmons as one of his stars. And I hope you have the sound. Doc Rivers, the Doc Rivers that said no problem. He does. Remember, this is the series before when they won. It's no problem. He's a winning guy. He's tired of answering these questions.
He should be.
That's what he said before. Yesterday, things have changed. Mm-hmm. Can you hit it for me?
I can. It's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Doc, you think Ben Simmons can still be a point guard for a championship team like the one you guys want to become?
Yeah, David, I don't know that question or the answer to that right now. So I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that. Yes, you do. When you say publicly you don't know the answer to that, the answer is no. Here's more of Doc.
I don't know. Obviously, he struggled from the free throw line, and that became a factor in the series. There's no doubt about that. I still believe in him, but we have work to do. We're going to have to get in the gym, put a lot of work in, and go forward.
None of it's going to make a difference at this point. Listen.
Move him now. Do not.
But Bart, that's the problem.
Do not hesitate.
He may have the most untradeable contract in the league, worse than Porzingis.
You got numbers?
$148 million and 4 years. $148 million in 4 years left on Ben Simmons' contract.
But you can get, if you give us some draft picks. Philly, people, please, can we open up the lines early to
888, say ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Would you take, if you give them, Ben Simmons and two future first-round draft picks for De'Aaron Fox, would you do that right now?
Yeah, I would.
So that's what I'm saying. You can get rid of him. Listen, because Sacramento understands De'Aaron Fox is probably frustrated. Ben Simmons, they have Tyler Haliburton, so he plays point guard too. So now you make Ben
protected Simmons, ones, but I still would.
Yeah, but you make Ben Simmons become small forward. You take the ball out of his hands, like Kenny.
So he cannot shoot it from small forward.
Well, he can be a slasher. He can be Ben Gordon. Not who's the guy that just
Aaron Gordon.
He can be Aaron Gordon. He can be a guy that can just run the court, be athletic, play great defense on multiple positions, and also be a guy that slashes and does jump hooks, and he'll develop a post game. You can do that. But if you get a guy like De'Aaron Fox over here, now you have a young guy that averages 25-7, that gives you your point guard, that gives you Ben Simmons and Tobias Harris, that gives you somebody that you can trust at the free throw line, and you give them back a small forward. And listen, their team that will eat it up. Bonnie will take anything.
That's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Let's do it. BC is in Villanova, PA, on the main line. BC, what up? Who's more disappointing, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz?
My name's actually BG. Just BG. Corrected, but
my bad. Read it
look,
wrong.
I want to first. All good. I want to first say both of them are huge disappointments. There's no denying that. When you look at the Carson Wentz situation, we traded, two, three first-round picks or something for him. Ben Simmons, we got straight up. And Carson Wentz was called a bad teammate, right? I think what disappointed me more about him is that he lost the locker room. It was something that was more in his control. Ben Simmons is Ben Simmons. There's no we've known he's a bad shooter. This is not something that's new, right?
No, I mean, but everybody there has protected him. This is my biggest problem.
Yes.
Ben Simmons has been enabled and protected by the Sixers organization for so many years. It's not even funny. It is Doc a month ago saying, you need to focus on what he does great. Only this city would try to tear him down. He facilitates all our scoring. You went from that to saying a month later, I don't know if he can be our point guard for the future to win a championship, which means you do know he can't, and it's time to move on. I mean, Joel Embiid does his absolute best to say the right thing in this instance. You have got to hear this. He does his best when he was asked what the turning point is. And the edit on this has taken out some of the silence because he's trying to figure out exactly how to say this the right way.
I don't know how to say it, but I thought the turning point was just, you know, we had an open shot, and, you know, we made one free throw, and we missed the other, and then they came down and scored, and we didn't get a good possession on the other end, and Trey came back and he made a three, and then from there, down four, and then I go, it's on me, I turn the ball over and try to, you know, make something happen.
And he actually had his reaction recorded by somebody at the top of the key when Simmons is not taking the shot, and he just put his hands out like, how?
Right.
How? And he downplayed it immediately because he knew he'd get caught on camera.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I can't get over the fact that you allow one player to wreck your entire setup for the last 5 years.
And you don't believe it. Like, now when you lose the belief of your teammates, they don't even want to throw you the ball. He becomes up small because he's afraid that he's going to get fouled and he's afraid he's going to have to go to the line. Like, this is the crazy thing. You can't have a player, a super max player, a max player that is afraid to come up big in the big moments. What are we talking about, Ice Trey? What are we talking about, Donovan Mitchell? What about the performance we saw from KD, who was a millimeter from putting the entire team on his back dragging them to the Eastern Conference Finals? If he would have wore just one size smaller, they would be in conference championship. And this is what you have to say about Ben Simmons. You can't win with him, and Philadelphia is not the city that if you don't have big shoulders and you're not ultra confident that you can survive, and that's why Carson Wentz had to go, even though we knew that he still had talent. This is why Ben Simmons has to go, and he can go hide in Sacramento out there with the farmland with Vadi Divac and talk about the good old days with Bibby and Vadi and Chris Webber.
And I'm glad you said this, okay? Having worked there, I can tell you this, for people who only have one perception of what Philadelphia is from the outside.
Yeah.
They are exceptionally protective of their guys.
Yeah.
Exceptionally so. Ben Simmons has been protected over the last 5 years, not just by the organization,
yes,
the fans.
Yes.
The fans want to believe you're going to do the right thing. Carson Wentz was absolutely protected by the fans in that city for 4 and 5 years until it was apparent you're not going to get it done.
Yeah, yeah.
When they give you chance after chance after chance.
Nelson Aguilar?
Exactly. They give you chance after chance after chance. But in the end, if you're not going to get come through for them, you're going to get cut off quick. Rick in Delaware is up next. Rick, what's up? You're on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
How much money you lose, Rick?
I wasn't betting on that. I was not betting on that.
Yeah, you know better. What's up?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent, excellent.
Listen, I'm 100 times more disappointed in Ben Simmons than Carson Wentz. I mean, Carson had tons of different factors going against him with the offensive line being hurt and all of that.
Yep.
Whereas the NBA is more of an individual sport, you know, and it's a star sport, and you can't have your star, your primary ball handler, not being able to shoot free throws in the fourth quarter and not wanting to. And every time I see Ben Simmons, he always just kind of looks so nonchalant when he's sitting on the bench.
That's because he is.
He looks shook. Hey, tell me this. What's your name again?
Rick.
Rick. You have any kids, Rick?
I have 3 kids.
First of all, happy belated Father's Day. I hope you enjoyed your tube socks and your cupcakes. tell me this. If your kid was going out for sports and every year he complained about not, you know, being considered one of the better players on the team, but every time you looked at him, he never practices on his game. He only practices on his strength. What would you tell him when he came to you complaining about why he's being treated or why he's not getting the recognition he deserves?
You're not working hard enough. You got to get out there and work harder and set an example for the whole team.
So my point is, Doc Rivers,
show them you want it.
So my point is, Doc Rivers says we just got work to do. Well, what the hell has Ben been doing for the last 4 years? He's been a professional.
That's about the best thing that Doc could say to come up with. I mean, honestly.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
he already said, I don't know if he's the guy, which means he knows he's not the guy.
He is who he is. And if he really cared or gave a damn about his game and coming up big, if he was embarrassed enough, Maybe this embarrasses him enough that he is a liability, that his teammates don't want him on. Listen, and listen, Kenny and Chuck said it correctly. The fact that you have a guy that is your point guard is a much different scenario from Hakabin or from Shaq not being able to shoot free throws because he always got the damn ball in his hand.
We've got so much more on this and this mess down in Philadelphia, but let's spend some time on the other Game 7 this weekend, and that's the Nets coming oh so close on Saturday night and falling short against the Bucks. And I have to tell you, I don't know that I've ever felt this way about a player on the level of Kevin Durant in my life coming off of
a man crush. You got a man crush on him. I got
all,
a man crush.
All I can
on
tell
him.
You is I after the Game 5 performance, I felt like it needed to stand up only if they won the series. It doesn't feel like that. This guy did every single thing that he could do to almost single-handedly beat the Milwaukee Bucks, who I don't know if that says more. I know it says so much about Durant. I don't know what that says about the role players around Durant and what that says about the Bucks. More importantly, moving forward.
Can I give you a comp?
Yeah.
The last time I saw a performance like that, and I wanted to applaud somebody in a loss, it was when LeBron almost drugged the Cleveland Cavaliers to the championship against the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
And you knew what they were going against on the other side, and you knew what he was working with. And he single-handedly iso-balled and slowed the game down and drug that team almost to the finals. Tell me this, if you had this in your bracket buster. Bucks, Hawks.
The Eastern Conference Finals that America demanded.
If Giannis gets upset by Ice Trey, and Nate McMillan, because Budenholzer hasn't done a great job in coaching. Nate McMillan is on fire. He's pushing all the right buttons. Who the hell is this kid, Herner? Where the hell did he come from?
Yeah, Maryland, and the guy's a 10-point-a-game guy.
I thought that was
and a good shooter.
I thought that was a dude from Mad TV. I thought that was a guy.
Shaq was calling him Opie and Richie Cunningham.
Like, yo, and he went to work. And where is Doc with the adjustments? Like, he has Seth Curry on him. Seth Curry's the same height as a struggling Trae Young. And instead of making the switch and putting some size over him, did he not believe the guy had went for 21 before on him?
It's nuts.
Doc has a lot to do with this as well, but Doc is still in a newlywed phase.
But back to the Nets for a minute here. Durant himself, I honestly, going into the weekend, I felt like he was still a step below LeBron, but boy, he is closing the gap. And even this.
The best player in the world.
And I know that this is a layup for a player in that instance, but listen to his response after the game when they're asking him about his performance in Game 7.
Kevin, you gave everything you could in this series. You put this team on your back. Does any of that temper the hurt that you feel right now?
Not at all. Who cares?
Not at all. Who cares? Doesn't care about whatever the performance was, doesn't care about any of it, and he literally was within a toe of bringing this team to the conference finals with James Harden on one leg and no Kyrie Irving, and the absurdity of that, considering the lack of play from his role players. Joe Harris, the Nets have real questions about Joe Harris because he may have led the league in three-point shooting.
Choke salad.
But now you got to figure out whether or not he's going to be able to get it done when it matters. And they've got it. Listen, Jeff Green was okay here and there. Well, obviously, he had one
injured.
Big game.
He got injured. Again.
Right. You know, absolutely. You look up and down this team, and they did not have that one or two guys really stand up and make it happen to be the real help for Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and unfortunately, remember, this team was hurt, but if this team would have had even Dinwiddie, it would have been
much different.
But Dinwiddie's going to opt out, so now they got to find
some
new players, right?
Yeah.
I don't know Joe Harris. I'm taking a real big look because when the lights got bright, he came up small when they needed him most. Jeff Green stepped up and gave him a game. Blake Griffin stepped up and gave him a game. Joe Harris gave them absolutely nothing, and he has to be held accountable for that. But tell me this. I think that the Brooklyn Nets and everybody out there who's Net fans, not Net fans, can chime in. When you look at what they did they go from being the most hated team to being now the team that you root for, because James Harden showed you something. He gutted out pretty much every – he played what? He missed 1 minute?
Mm-hmm.
He gave you 47. Like, they played – him and Kevin Durant played almost every game.
And I don't know how he scored 22 in the last game.
And almost pulled it off. Speaks to his basketball acumen, his craftiness, and his ability to get to the line and think the game. So now have they gone to maybe a team that you can root for because you saw a gutty performance and it showed that they wasn't all built out of the fluffy stuff?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Next, if these Nets don't win a title, because this window is only open depending for another year, depending on what happens this offseason, will the Big Three experiment have been worth it all? We discuss in moments right after Bart tells you about our friends from Credit Karma.
Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there is no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursement for debit purchases. And when you make those purchases between now and June 30th, you will automatically be entered for a chance to win $1 million. Just go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and have a chance to start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchases necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply. Back after this with your calls. Philly, stand up. What the hell, Ben?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Hahn.
I thought this was the best version of the Bucks that Giannis Antetokounmpo has been on.
Oh, and a lob off the baseline entry pass. Holiday sees Antetokounmpo crush a right-hand dunk.
Yeah, I may be in the minority here. Color me unimpressed when it comes to Giannis series.
I am so unimpressed. Quick, high fiver, man. Up top, man. Listen, I am with you on that one. Listen,
I mean,
he get the most wackest points ever, man. It's like, I would not, I still don't believe in him. But listen, it's about timing.
Yeah.
And the perfect timing for Chris Paul to get his first championship. Because when I look at, if Kawhi doesn't come back in this series and is at least like 70% Kawhi, then this is the Suns' championship to lose. Because you can play Milwaukee a certain way because they are one of the dumbest basketball teams I've ever seen. They make it so hard on themselves. And when you watch what Phoenix did without Chris Paul, how they had the perpetual movement, how beautiful the ball moved, how they had an answer for everything, whether they were trying to blitz Booker, whether they were trying to get – all the role players are in sync, man. And I tell you what a bow on a career. We laughed and looked at, what the hell is Chris Paul going to Phoenix? I do a bet read. You do a bet read. We used to bet on stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pool our coins together. Let's look for our pocket change. Let's go all in on Phoenix to win it all.
All right, we'll talk about that later. It is Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV or boat. Visit progressive.com. Chris Carlin in for Alan Hahn along with Bart Scott. The Nets lose and they are out. And I have to tell you, as disappointing as it is, I do wonder about the window here. I loved what Durant did, but the big three was obviously something that came at a massive cost. Mm-hmm. And so now you only have one more year in theory. Now, one thing I want to point out is the Nets can actually offer extensions now to all three. But listen to what these numbers are, okay? Mm-hmm. James Harden's max extension is 4 years, $253 million, which is a cool $63 million. Yeah. Durant is 4 years, $234 million, and Kyrie is bringing up the rear at 4 years and $219 million. So they're all well north of 50, and they're all eligible to sign those this offseason. The question is, would they sign them? The Nets, Joe Tsai, their owner, is worth $13 billion. Mm-hmm. The Nets are up there in terms of franchise valuations. Yeah. It's just, if you're those guys, are you signing those extensions right now? And if you're not, the window to win this championship is pretty small. And that's 1 year in Brooklyn. They could be standing here a year from now with absolutely nothing to show for what's gone on the last 7 years.
Did you ever do the homework that I told you to do?
I don't remember which homework that was.
The homework was for you to go watch Troy.
Oh, not yet.
Starring Brad Pitt. For all the people out there, and I know I'm Mr. Analogy, man, I speak in movie terms. Well, it's a part of the movie where Brad Pitt's nephew, because he was a rogue group, that he was a group that was for hire. Mm-hmm. So you hire him and he'll come, his team will come help you fight your wars. Mm-hmm. And it was a part where Brad Pitt was like, man, I ain't getting involved in this stuff, man. I'm just going to watch these fools be fools. And his nephew took his gear. And when he took his gear, he went out and he fought the other army's best fighter. And he killed him and he died. Oh, Brad Pitt got so upset. He was sitting on the sidelines. Now you killed my cousin. And he got out there. And the general for the army, for hire, said, that boy done won us this war because now Brad Pitt's pissed. Well, guess what? The fact that everybody's laughing at Brooklyn and Brooklyn was hurt, man, they have won the war for Brooklyn. Because now, remember the athlete psyche. They have to make this work because they put this together. So they're like, no, we pissed now. Man, listen, we might even take a little less like they did in Golden State. They might not, they're eligible for 50.
Yeah.
They might settle for a cool 48. A piece, and leave a little cheese for the peasants, you know what I'm saying? To make sure, not for Joe Harris.
No.
But maybe somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Maybe for Brown. We want to get Brown some decent cheese. So that's what I'm saying. They have won this war because I believe now they're going to come back upset. And now they got to understand. Now they're pissed. Now they want to win one or two. To do that, they got to sign. They got to get the book straight. So I think they sign for a little bit less like Kevin Durant did in Golden State.
Mel is in Jersey next on Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. Mel, what's up, buddy?
Have you seen Troy, Mel? Never mind. Get to the point. We got a heartbreak coming. Disrespectful.
Yo, man, as a Nets fan, you know what I mean? I know the people in our executive and, you know, our coaches, like, they won titles. Their players, they won titles. So I'm for sure that we're going to get a title soon. You know, James Harden, he won the title bad. But, you know, I need for us to all put in the work because I've been watching basketball for a long time. And speaking of, you know, Steve Nash and Mike D'Antonio, there's a system that they run, man. They really don't love playing the big man. You know what I'm saying? But we got Nick Claxton, bro. Like, he showed us stuff in the season. So I want this next season, you know, I want to make sure that he put in the work this offseason and we could get him developed and stuff, you know, during the year. So in the playoffs, we could use them.
No,
you know,
and listen, I'm hoping Mel, that I get our that,
availability
but
is better.
Mel, I got something for you, Mel. Oh, I have something for Mel.
But my biggest problem here is, are they going to be all staying healthy together long? I don't care about maintenance during the season.
That was the Achilles heel, right?
Yes.
We had quite questions. Literally, we had questions about, can Kevin Durant stay healthy? He had a stint where he was hurt with the hamstring. We knew that Kyrie had injury history. Right? And that reared his ugly head. We didn't expect and think that James Harden would be the one who's been a road warrior, right? Remember, James Harden is a guy that plays, you know, 85 games, 82 games. I don't know how long the season is all the time. You know, seasons, and he's not a load manager. But he can't remember. He had the Nutty Professor Fat Man suit on to get out of Houston. So that reared his ugly head. We know that. I'm confident that James Harden can be durable. I'm not still sure about Kyrie. I'm still not sure. Listen, you want? I would get rid of Joe Harris. You know, a nice little Subway trade for them. Mm. Trade Joe Harris for Mitchell Robinson.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
That doesn't help both teams. That gives them a big man.
It helps the Nets. I don't think it helps the Knicks enough right now.
But they need shooting too.
Coop in North Carolina. Coop, what's going on?
Coop.
Coop.
Hey guys. Hey guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Hey man. Hey, big fan of Troy too as well, Bart. Just wanted to let you know. God's envious.
You know
hey, I just got a little quick statement about Ben Simmons. I know everyone's riding him. I'm not a Philly fan at all, but I will say I heard, Chris, I heard you say earlier that, you know, we've enabled him as far as the fan base, as far as the organization. I would go as far as say media as well and anyone else that has put in the vote for Rookie of the Year, that put in the vote for any of the All-Stars, that put in the vote for any of the All-NBA. I mean, I understand he has defense, and everyone praises him for the skills that he brings to the table. So now that, you know, his flaws are showing, everyone's backing off the table. So yeah, I just want to understand.
Yeah, I get where that comes from. But what Philly does is protect their own until it's time to not protect their own when their own doesn't get it done.
Right.
And they give you more than enough chances to get that done. So that, to me, is what's most disappointing about this for Simmons.
This was the year. This was the year for them to get over the hump. Remember, they've been knocked out in the same round.
The process started 8 years ago, and you have gotten not past the second round the last, what, 3-4 years.
Right, so, and that's what it is, right? So it's like you have a ceiling with Ben Simmons. I'm telling you, De'Aaron Fox, I believe, is the move. I would even trade him for a guy like Anthony Edwards. You need a score. You need a dog.
Hey, speaking of which, today is the day for doing. How about the Atlanta Hawks getting it done? It's brought to you by Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done, and they got it done against the Sixers. Up next, beginning today, baseball may be in for a drastic change. Bart and Hahn coming to you live from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Bart telling you all about our friends from Home Depot.
Such a tease. DIY means sawdust, work gloves, and the right tools. But at the Home Depot, the right tools mean more than just hammers and saws. It means a mobile app built with image search. Yup, that's a tool. Access an entire rental department with a swipe. That's another tool. For any project start to finish, this isn't just DIY. This is doing like never before. Oh, my God, Ben Simmons, I'm crying. This is the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Download our app to get started today. Your calls after this. Chris, you're such a tease.
Bart and Hahn.
The rule kicks in today. MLB Weekend Recap brought to you by Credit Karma. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning instant karma. Credit Karma money. Progress starts here. Chris Carlin for Alan Hahn. Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. They're going to start checking for sticky stuff today.
I've been underneath a rock. What are you talking about, Christopher?
Sticky stuff, Bart, on the hands.
Ah.
For pitchers.
Oh.
Today is the day.
Talking about baseball. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know if you were talking about, the Casper stuff for, like, football. Okay.
No. This is the baseball and the fact that today the umpires is the day where the umpires today have to start checking pitchers coming in and out of games. And they're supposed to be doing it during commercial breaks. But I have to tell you, if you really watch some of these pitchers over the weekend, you can see where there's already a difference with guys who are trying to get used to not having it to use. And it's a problem. It's a problem. You watch Aroldis Chapman over the weekend.
He broke the radar gun, though, right?
He did.
It's a pretty wild thing.
You also don't know where it's going now because he can't grip it. and the slider looks pretty flat.
You always never knew where the hell it was going.
I think he knew where it was going. Just now, maybe he doesn't.
It's the only time I used to feel sorry for Sanchez. Every once in a while, he'll throw one in front of the diamond and hit the dirt and bounce off. And we look at Sanchez, who's on one knee like a 5-year-old. And now I can only imagine, man, what's going to happen now with those things being sprayed. He is truly now going to be Wild Thing.
Yeah, the only group that gets an actual break in it is the closer, because they'll get checked before, but they won't get checked after.
Ah, so you mean now they have to have like a meeting, so Sanchez comes up, he wipes it off the glove, and now he's good.
Listen, here's the thing. Let's hear Buster only on this, because it may not just be the umpires. You may have some teams that may go out on their own.
Part of the reason why we got to this point is because all the teams are sort of involved in this gentleman's agreement where managers, even if they saw pitchers using stuff, weren't going to ask for the umpires to challenge because they knew they probably had a bunch of guys on their staff who also were doing stuff, and that's largely held. Well, with this new enforcement coming in on Monday, what I'm hearing are there's teams that are saying, you know what, because we know that the whole sport is trying to get to a level playing field, if we get information, say it's a picture or video during the course of a game, or we see someone's spin rate suddenly spike in the middle of an outing that he has, then we will take that to the home plate umpire and ask them to check the pitcher.
I mean, that's, you know, listen, there was that agreement that you don't do it unless it's blatantly obvious, but now it's going to slow the game down immensely.
That's what I'm saying, Chris. Listen,
immensely.
Listen, I'm going to have to watch baseball back. Baseball is going to be he's going to be the only thing that you binge watch when you just catch up on it. Because, listen, there's no way I'm going to sit there and I can put away 5 hours of my day to watch a damn baseball game. But it's as slow as that move. Like, they need to incorporate this. This needs to be incorporated with the pitch clock.
Hey, listen, they're going to have to do a lot of different things with it. And it's a bizarre situation all the way around. And you're going to have to, this offseason, when you're in the middle of a major labor dispute, you're going to have to find a way to make some things acceptable and some things not. Up next, no matter what happens, we're going to have a first-time champ in the NBA. Brian Windhorst helps us make sense of it all.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.